So we just talked about what happens when you full-on exert your muscles. The example I'm using is when you're running away from a saber-toothed tiger. Obviously, any kind of emergency that keeps you moving quickly might cause this to happen. You usually accumulate an oxygen debt in these kinds of activities. So, for example, if you're a sprinter in a track race or whatever, or a runner at the end of Grandma's marathon, you end up with an oxygen debt, and you have to go through what's called recovery. And during recovery, you're basically repaying your oxygen debt. There's a couple things going on. Lactic acid, which we've talked about already, has to be removed from the muscles and recycled. It will eventually be turned back into ATP by the liver, but that won't happen right away. Repaying the oxygen debt, usually when a person is winded, they're going to breathe more deeply and sometimes more quickly to get more oxygen in to get those mitochondria going again so that more ATP can be generated. And then finally, when muscles contract, they generate a lot of heat. And the heat is actually a waste product, but it needs to be dissipated. And so that's part of why we sweat, is to kind of take some of that heat and dissipate it from the muscles.